Jason, you always have a big smile in your face. That was great crack.
Yeah, of course. You know, this is what it's all about. You know, boxing's a real tough sport, and you know, once fight night comes, you hit a switch and you turn on, and you start being a wee bit more hateful, and you start becoming a more don't know what way to use. I suppose they called me the animal for a reason. And once I get through those ropes, you know, I turn into that animal and I have to go to work. But today's about giving back to everybody that has supported me for so long. You know, I just want to give them a taste of what's to come, because coming back here and putting on a media workout back at home, it's such a great feeling for myself. But as you can see, the turnout today was unbelievable, and it obviously means a lot to them as well. And I promise big things, and I promise to bring them back a big fight as well in Ireland. So this is a taster. This is the starters.
So how did this idea come about to have this open workshop?
This woman standing right beside me, my girlfriend here, April, she... I was coming home for St. Patrick's Day anyway, and I was thinking, you know, about just coming home, like, because I never got the opportunity to do it before, and I'm always saying to April about, I wish that when I was in LA I could have all my people around me at the media workouts. And she says, Jason, perfect. Her and Chris McNulty got everything together here for this media workout, and they all planned it, and you know, what a success it was. Obviously these things don't be on the top of my mind in the middle of training camp, but you know, that's why I have such great people around me and great people behind me, and as they say, the teamwork makes the dream work.
So let's just recap on things over the last couple of years. Of course, the big move to LA, now back based in Sheffield, and obviously being a bit closer to home makes a lot of things easier.
Yeah, like that's what I was saying today. You know, just having all these people around me, whenever I'm away and whenever I'm on my own in LA and stuff like that there, it was very lonely, it was very boring, and, you know, sometimes you felt like you had nobody around you or nobody supporting you, you're on this journey yourself. But Patsy McGonigal's been a great man for me, and, you know, he's been like, I don't know what way to describe him, because he's just been instrumental to my career. You know, always there at the end of the phone, Patsy's there, and always is a solution to something, and always has a way around things. And Patsy's the man, you know, that I want to thank, like, for everything that he's done for me, you know. And especially when I was in LA, there was times I was coming up to fights and I would be getting a bit of a sickness and a cold or something like that there, you know, cutting down, boiling down on the weight. And you know, Patsy would always be always there to chat, and everything will be 100%, you know, we'll get through this and da-da-da, you know. So Patsy's been a great man to help me through everything, and always the man to remind everybody as well, whenever I am home, that the support means the world to me, because Patsy knows that I'll be giving him the phone calls the odd time there when I'm away and things like that, and he knows and reminds me of the support that I have back at home, and he sees the love that that gives me. And I'm very grateful for, you know, having Patsy, but just not alone Patsy, as it says, my whole family and the whole team around me, you know, me and Chris McNulty as well, like we've created a friendship through it all as well, you know what I mean. And I look at Chris now as part of the team, you know, because that's what it's all about, is the team.
Now you have one belt, no doubt you're hoping for many more. The injury that you got last year, I mean, how worried were you in the few weeks and months afterwards that you would be able to make a full recovery? It must have been mentally very difficult for you.
Yeah, you know, mentally very challenging year, so it was, and a lot of things went through my mind, a lot of doubts, a lot of negative things went through my mind, just wondering, like, the main one was, what if my hand doesn't get better? You know, I'm Jason Quigley, the boxer, like, you know, and that's where the last year has really showed me and been able to turn myself around and be like, I'm more than Jason Quigley, the boxer, as well. Do you know what I mean? I have my own personal life and everything like that, and it's all about balance. And that's what I have learned to do over the last year, is balance everything out, because especially in sport, it can last in the blink of an eye, and it can be over in the blink of an eye.
And just what exactly, what was the injury, and was it as bad as the first prognosis was?
Yeah, it was. It was, you know, I didn't hear much, because obviously I was in surgery and I was took me a few days to get out of the whatever they give you after surgery, you know what I mean? I was in cuckoo land for a few days. But, you know, after it all, they turned around and says to me, Jason, that was, it was a lot more serious than I think he initially thought. It was a 1 in 10 million injury, you know, breaking the metacarpal bone. It's a pretty common thing for a boxer to do, but tearing my flexor tendon as well, also on my right hand, just completely off the bone. It was the, it was the main one, and that was where the main surgery was taking place on, you know. But that happened, it's in the past now. It is, people are gonna call me crazy for saying this, but I was never as grateful for something like that to ever happen to me, because it gave me that time out, it gave me that time to sit back, to reassess things, to judge my career, to judge my life, and to make another big move, to move into Sheffield, closer to home, and making me a lot happier.
Now let's move forward, and the upcoming fight against the Puerto Rican Daniel Rosario. First of all, you've obviously studied a lot of videos and things, but, you know, at the end of the day, you're in the ring against him. You can do so much preparation. How much is it on the night and the last moment things that come into play?
Everything, it's, you know, it's throughout the whole camp. I've been in training camp for this fight with Dominic Ingle and the Ingle camp first week before New Year. You know, we went to Fortaventura to a training camp, and that's where it all started. Obviously, I didn't know my opponent. I didn't know an exact fight date, but we knew we were edging towards a date in March and a tough opponent. So I was prepared from then, and I'm still even more prepared now. But it's all about leaving no stone unturned, you know, and it's the simple things. Getting to bed early, eating right, up early, staying in a good routine, and training hard. And, you know, you do that, you'll go into a fight with full of confidence, because you know you're 100% ready. And for me, I know the talent and the capability that I have, and I know when I am 100%, there's not many men out there that's going to give me much problems.
And tell us this, do you spend hours looking at videos of your opponents, or is it more the team that do that and guide you?
I've always kind of, through a young age, you know, put my, obviously my father was a coach, my coach throughout most of my career as an amateur and very early on in my professional career. And I would just put a lot of trust in Dad, you know, to study the fighters and stuff like that. And I still do the same now with my coach, Dominic Ingle. I let him kind of study. But of course, I take a look at it, see what he's about, because I'm an experienced man. I know what I'm looking at, and you know, I look at it, I don't fantasize on it too much, or I don't study it too much, because as I was saying, it's my job to get myself 110% prepared, and I know when I am, that's his problem.
And tell us a little bit about the fight in Boston. How many rounds is it, and just how further a step up is this in terms of the competitiveness and the challenge out there and the rungs on the ladder?
Yeah, this is a step now towards world title contention. This is an 8-round fight against a tough Puerto Rican, Daniel Rosario. He's 14 fights, 11 wins, 10 of those wins coming by way of knockout. He's going to come in there and he's going to go for it without a doubt. This is no pushover, and I'm prepared for a long night. I'm prepared for a tough night. That's what I'm preparing for. I'm preparing for a full 8 rounds hard fight, because this is his opportunity to state his name now again. You know, he's had 2 or 3 losses on his record, and people might be looking at him and saying, oh, he's 2 or 3 losses or whatever. So this is his chance now to regain himself and to reborn himself. And for me, I honestly don't care who they put me in the ring with now, because I have a mindset that I know where I'm going, I know where I want to get to, and whoever they put in front of me is just another man in my way, and I'm going to eliminate him.
And assuming you do, what then is the next step? People talk about world titles and this thing, so how far away is Jason Quigley on that road?
Well, I'm ranked number 6 now in the world with the WBC. Once you're in the top 10, you could be called to fight against the title any stage. So for me, I'm staying prepared. Ideally, and what I've talked to with my team is, I want this year now to fight some big names, to beat some big opponents, to get some good performances under my belt, and run into next year with a world title eliminator or a world title fight.
And that Lamborghini will be coming down Navanny Street and Main Street in Belfast in the next couple of years.
That's the plan. I'll have to watch out for the potholes though, because they're low to the ground.
Finally, Jason Quigley, just a word on the turnout here today, and we've still got youngsters here, and you're going to sign a few autographs and pose for photographs. In so many ways, you know, it's humbling, and it makes you very proud of where you come from, and this is a valuable part of the whole bigger picture.
Yeah, you know, like, as I says, I do my hard work, I do my hard training in training camp and in Sheffield, and, you know, this was my weekend off to come home to recharge and to just get ready for the fight, you know, come back, see my people and everything, and to do this now, here today, has really recharged me, has really just give you that lift, that buzz, because when you're coming the end of training camp, it's like you're just wanting it to be over and you're wanting it to be fight night. So this here today has been unbelievable and absolutely excited about it.
Jason, we appreciate your time. We wish you the very best of luck. A fortnight from now, let's hope it's another knockout in the ring in Boston.